It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. As always, we appreciate you tuning in on this Thursday morning. We've got a big show lined up for you today. A little bit later on this morning, Caldwell County Lady Tiger basketball head coach Melissa Thomas will be in the studio with us to talk all things Lady Tiger basketball. But we're going to start the day with Aaron Clayton. He's the voice of the Lyon County basketball teams over on WCCK Radio, and we can talk lots of basketball with him. Aaron, good morning. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Good morning, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You've got a couple of games going on tonight. Your Lions are headed one way, and the Lady Lions are at home against Caldwell.
Yeah, Lions again, Lady Lions, as you mentioned, is Caldwell County. Now, the Lions, meanwhile, they are done for tonight. Not going to be playing any games tonight. They have had some schedule changes a little bit over the last week, whether it be because of the All-A State Tournament having to change some stuff around. But tonight it is going to be just the girls only, and the boys will play next up on Saturday against Henderson County. So that is some changes there. So we do have the girls tonight at home against Caldwell, and then, of course, the boys will next play Saturday as part of the Acker J shootout at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And again, that's a lot of that due to either us having to cancel games due to the All A, or again, illness in the past, just having to move things around, or teams that we were scheduled to play also having to cancel games for being over the limit as well.
Yeah, that does make things a little easier on you tonight, though.
It does. And again, we've been going nonstop, and I'm used to it. I love it to a point. Again, I love it because of just the passion I have for it, and mentally, but physically, again, it does kind of wear you down after a while. The constant travel, especially with the travel we've had, it's never seemingly the same place back-to-back nights. Like, for example, this past weekend, girls went to Henderson on Saturday, boys went right back on Monday, and then the girls went to Carlisle on Tuesday. So it is good to finally be back in Eddyville, though, and just back in Region 2 in the Penny Royal area, or just mainly for us around the Lakes area, sticking around our district and our border county rivals like Caldwell. So we are very happy to be home tonight.
Well, and you talk about some schedule changes, and that comes with the All-Lake Classic and the Kentucky 2A Championships. I saw earlier this week that Callaway County, I think, had to cancel 4 games because of their deep run into the Class 2A. I think they were state champs. So
they were.
But that hurts you guys at Lyon County, because I think one of the games they had to pull out of was at the Ackridge shootout, and then the other one was a game with Lyon County later.
Yeah, it's really tough. And again, congrats to Callaway County, well deserved, on their run for Coach Cleaver and those boys to the state championship game. But yeah, they had to cancel 4 games. Again, one of them was our game against Davis County, and I hate that because that means Davis County didn't have an opponent. So, therefore, they had to cancel the tournament completely, so we lost an entire game. Then we had to lose the game with Callaway County. Luckily, Coach Perry had already kind of knew that games were probably going to be canceled, so he had some games kind of backup planned after we went all the way to the state finals, and that's why we added a game on February the 21st. At St. Mary. St. Mary's had a great year this year. Had wins against McCracken County, a lot of good region opponents. So we'll play that game now, that last night of the regular season on that Friday, February the 21st. So we don't play on the 20th now, but it's a constant change. And again, my folks at the radio station always love that when they get my weekly, sometimes daily emails about schedule changes. And again, a lot of us, none of us can help it. It's just part of the game. And so we move on, move to the next game, and enjoy what games we get to call and cover. And again, that includes tonight's game for the girls against Caldwell, and then what games we do get to have this Saturday as part of the Ackridge shootout.
Yeah, give us the schedule for the Ackridge shootout now, since there have been some changes.
So there will be some JV boys games early in the morning. I say early, but again, early for basketball, 9:30-ish. Is when those will start against Graves County, and then the varsity action will now start at noon, and that's what we will have for you is Lyon girls varsity action against Hickman County out of Region 1, so they'll be coming over from Clinton with the Lady Falcons at noon. So I'll be on there at 11:30 for that one. Two will be St. Mary Boys against Ohio County. So you got the Vikings against the Eagles. And then the only other game now, varsity-wise, after we lost the Callaway-Davis County game, is the Boys for Lyon County in varsity action. And they will now play at 4 instead of 6 to wind down the day. And they will play Owensboro. That's Owensboro Senior. The Red Devils will come over from Region 3. So that should be a very good game to end the tournament on Saturday night around 4 o'clock is when that should start. And they should start on time. We're giving the two-hour space in between for those three games. So shouldn't have any delays, we hope. And we'll have both those games, of course, over on our radio station that covers Lyon County and CCK. So it should be a fun day of basketball. And, again, a lot of fun, food, games for the whole family. It's going to be a ton of fun. Ackridge has always put on a great show. They give away prizes all day long, try to involve the entire community as they are truly part of the community and help us out a lot for Lyon County. So I hope people can get out and at least see those games. Hope we get a good turnout from folks from Hickman and Owensboro and St. Mary and Ohio County. Hope they come and enjoy the day as well.
We're talking this morning with Aaron Clayton, the radio voice of Lyon County basketball over on WCCK. We need to get to a quick timeout. We'll come back and have more right after this here on 1580 103.3
WPKY. Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. Keep your machines running strong and exclusive savings on genuine Case IH planter parts and service, maintenance solutions, select reman parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine Case IH lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that keep you in the field longer. Visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Ashbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Ashbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Overspending on everyday items?
Is that a trick question?
Every dollar counts at our house.
Hello?
The Big Deal Store is your go-to for incredible savings.
Sounds like a lovely spot.
We believe in supporting local and helping you save big.
So nice.
Everything you need from your favorite local vendors at unbeatable prices.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Java Table,
Joshua Tree Boutique,
our Daily Bread in Eddyville,
Bella Marie Boutique.
Shop smart and support your local businesses at the Big Deal Store.
I'm happy to.
Start saving now.
I save big every time.
The Big Deal Store at WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We're talking with Aaron Clayton, who calls the Lyon County basketball games over on WCCK Radio. And Aaron, as you look at the schedule, can you believe that after this week, we're just 2 weeks away from playoff time?
Yeah, sometimes it feels like it's crazy that we're already this quickly through the season. Sometimes it feels like the season's been going on for a year. It just kind of depends on which week of the year that you're in. Again, sometimes we get so caught up, like we mentioned with the All-A, where you play every day of the week, literally sometimes five straight days or multiple games per day. And then you'll go days with no games, sometimes only two games or one game a week, whether it was scheduled that way or whether, unfortunately, this year, due to a lot of illness and some injuries, people have had to postpone some games. So it never seems to just have that true consistent flow of here's a game for you or a doubleheader, take 2 or 3 days off, come back and do that consistently. But at the end of the day, teams want to get 30 games in. Both of our teams now are over 20. We know that we're coming down the home stretch. Main thing is to stay healthy, stay locked in, and again, finish strong here mainly over these last full 2 weeks of the regular season coming up starting Monday, and of course got some big games over this weekend as well.
Yeah, we've got Caldwell County and Lyon County girls tonight down in Eddyville, and that game's going to get some big coverage because you guys will have it on WCCK. We'll have the game here on WPKY, and I'll be there tonight for your Sports Edge.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Again, I always love whenever Lyon and Caldwell can get together. I know they've been out of the same district now for right at 2 decades, but this is a team, two teams that should always play each other, in my opinion. They 12 miles apart, border county rivals, whether it be girls or boys. I know the boys have got to play in the All-A tournament. It's worked out the last few years, but the girls have scheduled some games. Again, lost a game earlier this year due to, again, some scheduling conflicts, stuff going on. All-A, weather, postponement, illnesses, everything that you can think of. But got to play in the All-A, and I get to play at home tonight. And I know Caldwell County has continued to improve. Coach Thomas does a fantastic job. Caldwell has for many years, and that she's come back, did a great job with the Lyon, of course, back in the 2000s as well. So this should be a really fun game tonight. I know Coach Cottom's team is really looking forward to Caldwell County tonight. Lyon has had some struggles over the last couple of weeks in girls play, and that's only because they started so well at 14-1. Had the best start in school history, and then just had some very, very close losses to some very good teams, had some slow starts that they couldn't get out of, but they've kind of tried to get back on the winning track. They had a good win on the road at Carlisle County the other night, had a good run to end that game and get them an 11-point victory, so we'll see what happens tonight against Caldwell. I never really worry about the record of either team going into this game. It's usually always going to be a very competitive game, very close game. I know Lyon did get a upper hand in the All-A, but that was a tournament game. That was a month ago, and it's shown this year what happens one game definitely is not going to dictate what happens the next game. As Lyon girls, for example, have beaten Crittenden County by 31 and also have lost by 26. So there have been some wide-range scores this year. So it just shows that whoever comes out most locked in, ready to play, is definitely going to get the victory tonight, and I think that could go to either team.
A lot of us still remember it being a big 5th district game back in the day, but I think I was talking with someone the other day about the kids on the teams now. These kids weren't even born when the two teams were still district opponents.
And that's crazy to think, and that's what I go by now in my life of broadcasting. I guess it's always of which kids were even alive when I was calling this game. You know, I'm not by any means that old, in my opinion, but, you know, and have not called a full career. But, again, I've called my entire adult life, and I've been an adult for over half my life now. So, again, these young people that are in high school now or nearing graduation, like you said, they weren't even born whenever I started calling some of these games, especially the freshmen. I started calling, of course, I've started in radio in 2007. So, again, anybody that's in high school now pretty much either just was born or wasn't born at all and been at Lyon County since the fall of 2011. So the freshmen that are there now, they weren't born yet, or I've got to see them grow up since they were born. So, again, you have to really take whatever history you're bringing in with a grain of salt, because to these other people, that's not that it just doesn't matter. It's that it never existed to them. So, again, for us, you know, and these young people, all I've ever known is Caldwell being a District 7 team with Madisonville and Hopkins Central and Dawson. And they don't even, not even just the districts being different, but just the schools that are no longer here. Providence, of course, and West and South Hopkins, just to name a few, that were local teams, again, that played a lot in the Three Rivers Conference or were part of All-A tournaments or teams that were in the All-A before that have grown in population some, like your Webster counties, your Trigg counties, don't play anymore in the 1A. And now you have the 2A. So, again, it's time. It is a circle. It's a full change. It does come back around, and things do seem similar to maybe decades past, but it's always moving in constant motion. So that's one thing we have to realize as we get older, is that somebody's always going to be at a certain age. Somebody's always going to be young and not realize what might have happened 20, 30 years ago.
Well, and some of us can even remember when Caldwell Lyon was a Three Rivers Conference game.
Yeah. Like I mentioned, yeah, Three Rivers, that was just, and again, I never even got to enjoy that myself on the broadcasting side. Now, they did try to kind of reinvent that in the mid-2010s with Livingston and Crittenden and Lyon, and when there were some issues with the All-A or people weren't playing in the All-A, not they necessarily were, then they came back. But yeah, I never even myself, all I've got to hear is stories about that, and I was in school myself when that was still happening. But I wasn't over here, of course, in Region 2. I was at Callaway County. But, again, those are just kind of just things you hear about of how good it was, or here's what we did, here's when we played. And all you can do now is say, well, these teams, that's who was part of the Three Rivers Conference. But, again, when you say that now to most people, unless they were in it, called it, played in it, they have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. I remember Caldwell was briefly in the Three Rivers Conference back in the day. Then it kind of became a conference of schools that didn't have football. because those schools could start their basketball seasons earlier. So when I first started covering basketball in the area, one of the first things each year was the big Three Rivers Conference preseason jamboree, because you'd have Dawson and Lyon and Livingston and Crittenden, West Hopkins, Providence, and those schools. So that was always how the season used to begin.
And again, with consolidation, you know, as we mentioned, and time moving on, Crittenden, of course, has great football now. They did, and they had football then, but again, they were very focused with it being such a small school. A lot of kids just played the one sport or just played basketball. Again, now two of those schools no longer exist. What did consolidate does have football. Now the only schools, at least, that would be considered in the geographic area that's left that don't have football would be Lyon, Livingston, and Dawson. And it's hard with just three teams to have a legit, you know, preseason tournament. You just be rotating between those three teams or bringing in teams that would not technically even be in the geographic area, or you could even pull for Region 1 if you wanted to. But again, not many teams left that don't have football. And again, with the love of football around here as well, I know this is a basketball state, but you have so many teams that make the playoffs or go deep in the playoffs. And of course, with the playoff structure, I know we're talking more about basketball, with football, with everybody pretty much making the playoffs, as long as you're in a four-team district or less, then it's going to, again, inhibit getting basketball started early at all.
Well, and there was a time when if you didn't have football, you could actually start your basketball season about the second week of November, mid-November. So you got a couple of weeks head start. And I think the one thing that kind of did away with that was when soccer came around and all these schools had soccer teams. I think the KHSAA finally said, well, if you play soccer or football, we all need to start basketball about the same time. And that's when those smaller schools didn't have that head start on everybody.
Yeah, and I can understand, you know, that why that happened. Again, some of these schools like Lyon, as we mentioned, they do have soccer that don't have football, or you do want to keep things as equal as it can be, whether it be because of that or because of boys and girls sports being equal with Title IX. You definitely just don't want to step on any toes. You don't want to give an unfair advantage to one school system over another or one region over another that doesn't have a lot of schools that play football or a lot of schools that play soccer. So everything has to be on that same timeline. So at least for logistics sake and fairness sake, I can understand that, hey, whether you have it or not, I'm sorry, you can practice, you can scrimmage, you can do whatever you want, but we have to stop on this day, we have to start on this day. And at least that gives it some little bit of organizational kind of hold to everything, and that way you're not just bleeding over too much into one season or the other.
Yeah, if you go back far enough, there were no limitation of games, and, you know, you could start when you wanted and play as many games as you wanted, but it's been a while since that was in effect.
Yeah, and again, that's where some of these teams from years ago that had great runs, you know, they'll never have records broken, because you would have to go undefeated to even touch some of these records. Kind of like I think of, you know, Lyon County's great run to the state championship last year in boys basketball. You know, they played the maximum number of games. They played 39 games, and they went 36-3. But I remember, you know, hearing stories of Carlisle County back in 83 when they went. Well, there wasn't as restricted on games then. There had some restrictions, but it was still a lot more, and they won 40 games that year. They played 44 games. So, again, that's five more games then that could be played now. Before there, that you could play more games on top of that. I remember Lyon County boys team had a 31-win season back in 73. It took us 31 wins to even go to the state tournament a couple of years ago and win a game. But, again, that's because they had so many more opportunities to play, because – they were at 37 games just in their region finals. But again, that was 52 years ago. So some things are good. Some things, you know, you wish you could go back. But again, as we said, as time marches on, there's always going to be changes.
Yeah, I remember Nebo back in the day won about 40 games one year. So that was interesting. But do want to get your thoughts on the second region this season. First of all, how do you kind of see the girls' region shaping up this year?
Well, I mean, until Henderson, is defeated, it's Henderson's region. Again, Lyon had a fairly competitive game there girls-wise Saturday. But again, Henderson's still just a very good, solid team. Whether it's the elder Coach Hale or now the younger Coach Hale taking over, they still got plenty of talent. Again, they proved that too a Saturday. They're just so just balanced, fundamentally sound. The simple things that, again, everybody should be able to talk about, but when you do them correctly and do them in a long span every single game, then they're very difficult to handle. Again, they got just enough inside, just enough to be able to shoot, which is the main thing. Again, if you can get your three guards, your two forwards, they can all work in sync in girls basketball with any a little bit of height, a little bit of speed. it's hard to handle. Again, the depth of them, on top of that, being such a large school with 2,000, they can rotate in and out pretty frequently. Again, they've got three in double figures. If you can always get that, you know, they got Gibson, Green, and Wright out, then that's hard to beat. Now, Lyons also very fortunate. They've got three that can put up double figures every night, sometimes four and even five, but the big three being the sophomores and Piper Cottom and Courtney Collins and Trinity Taylor. Again, Lyon, when they started, I really felt like we were a top three team. I still do believe that. But again, we've also taken our lumps over the past few weeks. Crittenden County with Coach Hodge has proved, as again, they're not always just physical inside. They prove that they can handle the ball, move quick when they need to. Anna Boone has been an unbelievable player all year long. Again, an underclassman. They're going to be good for years to come, as is Jordan Hodge, just a freshman. Those two putting up double figures. Elliot Evans also right at 10 points a game. So another big three there in Crittenden County. I think Crittenden Lyon, at least in this aspect, is definitely the favorites for that District 5 championship. And then overall in the region, the only other ones you definitely want to focus on, you think of your larger schools, Madisonville, but in my opinion, Christian County, seeing them, if you want to just at least put it on paper right now, and that's what it's been at least on paper or preseason rankings the last few years, Christian County and Coach Radford's squad, I don't think anybody's going to beat them when it comes to length and speed and just physicality, especially defense. Their press is stifling. They smothered Lyon for a two-minute period, and Lyon never could recover, even though they came all the way back, got it to single digits. It was a 23-0 run in like a two-minute span earlier in the season. They can do that to about anybody in Christian County. Again, the main thing with Christian County has always been, can you, one, beat their press? And if you can you finish at the rim? Because the one thing Christian County's also had struggles with over the years is scoring consistently per game. Again, they had a loss to Hopkins Central the other night. Hopkins Central's also had some losses this year that, might scratch your head. And that's the same with girls. I'll tell you more about, of course, boys momentarily. Nothing's going to shock me this year, Todd. And on either tournament, 1 through 8, whoever makes it in on any given night, it's all going to be about, again, who can consistently get shots up. And I know that sounds so simple and so mundane, but again, a lot of that is not just being able to beat a defense, being able to finish at the rim, do the little things to score, doesn't have to hit 23s, just get high percentage shots up. And if anybody can hit that 60 to 70 point mark, that may be the team that comes away with the region championship.
Okay, now what about for the boys' side?
On the boys' side, again, I know Henderson County, they are very, very good right now, and they have been good all year, and they should be thinking they're the best team right now. They knocked off Lyon County this past week. Lyon County, we could all use a bunch of excuses. We're not going to. I will at least tell them for the boys and defend them that they did have a lot of illness. They were battling some injuries. They did have everybody dressed, but to say they were 100% healthy by any means was probably be pretty far from the truth. But with all so being said, Henderson was the better team. Henderson had the better game plan, and Henderson played a lot better and deserved to beat Lyon County. Now, do I believe that Lyon County is 20 points less than Henderson County when both teams are at full strength? I do not. I do believe Lyon County will be able to compete with Henderson County. Doesn't mean that Henderson County won't beat them again. Doesn't mean that Henderson County won't win the region. They have the guys to do it. Proved that the other night with Lakin McKinney and Cooper Davenport. Elijah Suggs was unbelievable inside. McKinney had a career high with 26. They're very, very good. And then in the same breath, what happens? Again, don't necessarily want to compare matchups, but you almost have to. You got Madisonville knocking them off after Madisonville got beat pretty soundly by Dawson Springs. Lyon plays Dawson Springs this Monday, and I'm never going to count out a Hopkinsville school either. You just never know what two teams make it out of District 8, whether it be Hometown, Christian County, or UHA, especially UHA with Tylan George. Again, you got one guy that can pretty much put 50 up a night and win a game by himself offensively. And I go the same thing I said with the girls is whoever can get hot on a specific night. And again, with Lyon, for example, we love to play an up-tempo style game. Henderson County, meanwhile, was very much more methodical. Again, if Lyon can keep that style up, it's one of those teams whoever can hit 60, 70 points first, I believe can be your champion. But definitely top of the, top five is your Henderson, your Lyon, Madisonville, your Hoptown schools as always, but I would not count out at all if they can make it out of the district tournament. Teams like a Dawson, teams like a Caldwell County, or even a Union County as well. Again, not going to surprise me one bit who wins this region.
Well, Aaron, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Glad to talk basketball with you. check in with you tonight at the ball game. But before you go, who have you got in the Super Bowl?
I don't really care who wins the Super Bowl, but no, but I mean, I mean, let's go on and give to the Chiefs again, because I mean, that's your smart money. I'll say they beat Philadelphia. We'll say 41-38, and maybe Taylor and Travis can finally get married on the field for all I care and boost the ratings a little bit more. But I'll say the Chiefs one more time.
So. All right. I think I'm going to take the Eagles just to be different.
That's okay. Hey, not going to upset me one bit if they win. So.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd, for having me. Appreciate it.
That's Aaron Clayton, the radio voice of Lyon County Basketball over on WCCK. And again, we've got Lady Tigers and Lady Lions tonight in Eddyville. And we're going to talk with Lady Tiger head coach Melissa Thomas when we come back on the Sideline Report. Stay with us here at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Head to the Java Table on McCourt Square in Princeton for breakfast, lunch, or your favorite coffee drink, hot or cold. Known for their fresh and delicious handcrafted foods. Come to the table, the Java Table, Princeton.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast: a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures falling to the low 50s by dinner time. Tonight, 50-50 for showers. Before midnight, mostly cloudy, low of 38. And then Friday, a 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Partly sunny, 51 degrees. But back to this afternoon, 70% for showers and storms. Mostly cloudy. Temperatures falling to the low 50s in southwestern Kentucky.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton, or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
Vote now until February 16th for your favorite business at bestofwesternkentucky.com. Celebrate a decade of winners with us in the Best of Western Kentucky.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. We appreciate Aaron Clayton from the Lyon County Lions radio staff coming in and joining us on the show this morning. In the studio with us now, we've got Caldwell County Lady Tiger head coach Melissa Thomas. And, Coach, we were talking a little bit about your team before you got here, and you guys have a big game tonight.
We do. Rivalry in Lyon County, it's always fun to go over there and play. Hopefully we'll have a good crowd. Lyon's got an exceptional team this year, and we're just looking to compete tonight.
I don't know if you got to hear anything or not, but we were talking about it's an old 5th District rivalry, but if you look at the kids, these kids weren't born when they were 5th District rivals, so it doesn't mean that much to them, I guess, as far as the old 5th District goes.
You know, it doesn't. It really doesn't, and it bothers me. You know, I try to pump it up as a rivalry. And, you know, kids, their mindset's completely different than it used to be. So even if we were still in the 5th District, or I'm just not so sure it'd be the same just because the mindsets have changed of the young folks.
It definitely, you know, being honest, it doesn't have that same feel. As a matter of fact, anymore, a Hopkins County Central game or a Madisonville North Hopkins game has that big district feel to it because, well, we're in the district with them now.
Yeah, and that's natural, you know, but, I mean, we're 15 minutes away, so, and I feel like our players know their players, so there is somewhat of a rivalry still there just because of proximity. But we're not competing with them in the postseason right away. I mean, we may see them hopefully in the regional tournament, but because we're not competing with them immediately in the postseason, it just takes some of that luster away.
Now, somehow the Trigg County game still always feels big to me, and that's another former 5th District rival. And for you, that's kind of like, you know, family night, I guess.
It is, and I don't know if that's just a Thomas Bush thing, or if, and a lot of that is our students they get involved in social media back and forth, and those kinds of things have kept that Trigg County rivalry going strong. And there's just a lot of families, not just our family, but other folks who have family in Trigg County, and that those kinds of things make it special.
Yeah, somehow it just it has a different. I always tell people that Caldwell-Trigg is quietly one of the best rivalries in Western Kentucky.
It really is. And, you know, we do things like making that our throwback game at the Butler to really even make it more special. So I think as long as we keep doing things like that, it'll keep it fun. Yeah.
Now, you guys have a 3-game winning streak. That's always fun. Are you playing better at this point in the season?
At times we are. I think we're going longer stretches. We're making longer runs where we're playing quality basketball. And that's been fun to kind of watch. Everything that we're going to put in offensively and defensively is in. Our system has been put in. So, and it's taken us this long to get here. And so what you're seeing is now we're being able to refine some things. And we knew that we would be a February team. And I hope that we can continue to grow. And we've got some winnable games coming up, and we want to compete tonight with Lyon. We've got a tough game against Madisonville tomorrow, and some very winnable games coming up. So hopefully we'll be able to get on an even bigger run to going into the postseason.
How do you look at those Lyon County and Madisonville games? Are they kind of measuring sticks for you guys since you've played them once, and you can kind of see how far maybe you've advanced since then?
Absolutely. You know, teams that continue to get better through February, I just told my team this yesterday, are the teams that are competitive in postseason. A lot of teams have already peaked. And so these games is where you find that out. You know, you find out we're got a tough matchup tonight against Lyon County, and we're going to know exactly where we are at the end of it. Now, you know, Lyon County, it's still an emotional game for us for some reason. So sometimes I felt like when we played them in the Class A, we didn't play our best. But hopefully tonight we'll come out and play like we're capable of playing. And if we do that, we'll be able to compete.
Now with Madisonville, you know you're going to see them in the district tournament. You could still be the number 2 seed, but 2 or 3 doesn't really matter at this point. But you do want to make a good showing just to kind of set up that next one.
Absolutely. It's just a confidence builder. That Madisonville game is, we've got to come out and compete. We want to win all of our games, but we don't have to win it in order to beat them the next time we see them, if that makes sense. Yeah. You know, a lot of the every single district championship that we won, we never won that Madisonville game going into the district tournament, not one time. So it won't bother me, but I do want to absolutely compete in the game Friday night. It's going to just give us some more things to look at because we're playing for postseason.
Yeah. Now, as you look at the 7th district as a whole this season, it looks to me like everybody's gotten better.
Everybody has, and that's fun. We knew, you know, everybody had all their major players returning. And that's one cool thing about all the teams at the top of our region. They're teams that had basically all their starters back. You know, if you look at Hopkins Central and Madisonville and us, we did lose one starter off last year's team. That was natural. Like, we knew that was going to happen. But I love that the quality of basketball around us is better. I feel like that all the teams that we've played against this year have continued to get better, and that's what you really want to see.
It makes it tough to get out of the district, but if you get out of the district, you feel like you have a chance, because if you go back to last season in the semifinals of the district tournament, we were up, what, 10 or 12 on Hopkins County Central?
Yeah, we were up 10 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then Hopkins Central went on their run.
Yeah.
And they were able to make it to the region final game.
Right.
So we want that to be us this year.
Well, that was my point, was that had we won that game, maybe that run is ours instead of Hopkins Central's.
Yeah, and welcome to girls basketball, because that's just how it goes. You know, if you can get your kids to continue to play hard, to continue to want to win, to continue to buy into what you're doing, you can win. You can beat teams that are better than you, player for player. So that's kind of what our mindset's been, is that we're playing for February, we're playing for postseason. We want to continue to grow, to continue to get better, and we want to be that Cinderella team at the end.
We're talking this morning with Melissa Thomas, Caldwell County Lady Tiger basketball head coach. We need to get to a timeout here on the show, but we'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
This is Colin Pope, financial advisor with InvestFB. Planning your financial future takes focus and a commitment to doing the right things on a consistent basis.
I'm Travis Perry. Playing basketball is a lot like that, setting goals and having enough discipline to execute the plan to reach those goals.
That is where our team comes in. That trusted partner that can keep you focused on your goals. So 59 for 59 from the corner?
Yes, sir. Sounds right.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
At WPKY Radio, we proudly celebrate the locally owned businesses that define our communities, because we're a local business too.
Get the local advantage. Think local business first.
Local businesses and nonprofit organizations are more than just the backbone of our community. They are its heart and soul. These establishments provide essential services, create unique local products, and foster the vibrant culture that we cherish in our neighborhood. They support local employment and contribute to the local economy in irreplaceable ways. Show your support to the Community Medical Clinic, landmark of Catawba and Uri. Shop local, donate when you can, and spread the word. Together, we can make a significant impact and ensure that our community continues to thrive and prosper.
Get the local advantage. Think local business first.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, 70% chance of showers and storms today, and mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures falling to the low 50s, west-southwest winds shifting to the north. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers before midnight, mostly cloudy, 38 degrees. And then on Friday, 20% for showers in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 51 before rain chances increase again Friday night. But back to this afternoon, 70% for showers and storms, mostly cloudy, eventually 50 degrees in southwestern Kentucky.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. We're talking this morning with Lady Tiger basketball head coach Melissa Thomas. And Melissa, how have you enjoyed your year back as head coach?
You know, I've loved it simply because I've loved getting to know these kids. We've got some really great just human beings on our team right now. And just watching them grow as people has made all the difference and has made it worthwhile for me.
One thing we don't always hit really hard, and it's a really important thing, when you're coaching a team, everybody, fans want to see wins, and they're worried about the win and loss record and how many championships did you win. But if you're a high school coach or even a youth coach, middle school coach, there's a lot more to it than whether or not you win games. You know, you're trying to prepare people for life later on.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing I try to remind our kids, our girls. Before we played Dawson, I said, if we don't win another game or lose another game, this season has been successful because we've had a lot of life lessons. We've had a lot of growth opportunities. We've learned how to struggle. We've learned how to overcome adversity. We've learned, you know, you got Nyla Sykes sitting there with a torn ACL, which was just devastating for our team. But I feel like all of us have learned from that. You know, you can't take things for granted, life lessons such as that. So being able to point those things out and watching these kids just kind of soak that all in, has really made it worthwhile, made my time worthwhile. And I tell them, you're not going to remember. I have no idea how many games we won my junior and senior year of high school. None. But I remember the relationships that I had. I remember my relationships with my coaches. I remember my relationships with my teammates. I remember some of the experiences that we had, and none of them revolve around winning and losing.
I think sometimes we get caught up in chasing championships, and it's good to have that as a goal. I've said that every high school team should have win the state championship on the list somewhere, but it's not an unsuccessful season if you don't win a championship.
No, and, you know, I'm as competitive as they come. Like, I want to win every game. And in the moment, we are fighting to win. But it's the lessons we learn along the way that really matter, and that is something that people outside the program really, it's hard to understand unless you've been part of a team, and how important those lessons are, and just learning skills like just accountability, showing up on time. Those are things that they're going to be able to take with them to the workplace. Like, what happens if you don't come to work? What happens if you miss practice? Like, there are consequences for all your actions, you know? And so setting those boundaries for these kids and teaching them that, you know, you're responsible. How to be responsible, how to communicate, you know, how to get along with people that are different from us. We've got a hodgepodge of folks. You know, we're public school. We've got a hodgepodge of kids that come from all kinds of different places, and coming together and learning how to communicate with each other and learning how to get along with each other and just learning how to be a good teammate, how to be encouraging to each other. And it's easy when things are going well. And sometimes when things aren't going well, which we've won 9 games this year, so we've lost more than we've won. And so being able to be a good teammate, have a positive attitude when things aren't going your way has been a struggle at times for us this year. But we've grown through it, and we've faced it, and we've gotten better because of it. So watching these kids grow and develop and mature has been a highlight.
Well, one of the things I always point to, I think sports teaches you how to lose.
Yes.
And none of us like to lose, and we don't ever want to lose. But at some point in life, you're going to have losses. And at some point in sports, you're going to have losses. I would rather learn how to deal with losses in the sports world to get ready for what might come in life later than the other way around.
Absolutely. You know, I've been a part of teams that have won 20-plus games, and I've been a part of teams that have won 4 or 5 games. And the what people need to understand is both of those groups have worked just as hard as the other. And, you know, so those lessons can be learned. Oftentimes there's more lessons learned through hardship, you know, through tough times, through losses, than ever could be won from winning games.
Well, and sometimes you can lose even though you did everything right. You can play well, you can execute, and at the end of the night, you just don't have as many points as the other team. And it's one of those things that it sounds simple, but it's something you have to deal with as a player and as a person.
Yeah, and that's one lesson that our ladies have learned, because we've come in after a win, and I haven't been happy. You know, they're looking at me like, we won, coach. I'm like, yes, but we didn't play well. We didn't play hard. We didn't, you know, and we've come in. I think the South Panola game comes to mind. I was so pleased with the way we played that game, and we lost. You know, and it's about your effort. It's about laying everything out on the court. It's about doing your best. It's not even really about making mistakes. It's about, did you give everything you could for your team tonight? And Man, that's a lesson the kids have learned. Yeah. You know, it's just one more thing that they've been able to understand and realize through the process.
Well, and we didn't realize just how good that performance against South Panola was until the next day, and we saw what they did to Mayfield.
Yes, and, you know, part of that was South Panola, I think they just got off the bus from Mississippi when they walked in the gym.
Well, that was good then because it worked out good for us.
But they were a good basketball team, and I feel like we went toe-to-toe with them. But you know what? Our kids had never heard of South Panola, so we didn't know how good they were. So we went out and played. If we can do that tonight against Lion King, just go play. I think we'll be able to compete.
We're talking this morning with Lady Tiger basketball head coach Melissa Thomas. We need to get to one more break here on the show. We'll come back and have more right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Thanks for joining us this morning here on the Sideline Report at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Lady Tiger basketball head coach Melissa Thomas in the studio with us this morning. Lady Tigers heading to Lyon County tonight. And then a big doubleheader tomorrow night at the Cab. Madisonville North Hopkins comes in, and both Caldwell County teams with a chance to move up in the seedings just a little bit. And Melissa, you guys get to host the district this year, so that's good too.
Oh, I love that. You know, there's nothing like playing a district tournament on your home floor. I hope our girls understand it. I'm going to do my best to help them understand. You know, you don't get that opportunity every year. So the fact that it's on our home floor is super exciting, and I can't wait.
Now, the big question I'm going to ask you, I always like to ask coaches this. In your opinion, what's the state of girls' high school basketball right now? And what, if anything, needs to be done to improve the game?
Well, I went to the state tournament last year, and I thought my thoughts there were, wow, like this, the quality of basketball is down. I think the quality overall is down, but we still have fantastic individual players. And so what's happening is we have a few players that are superstars, so to speak, and they play basketball all the time. And so we have players that are playing all summer long, and but there's also this push for multi-sport athletes. And so, you know, when you're relying on as many multi-sport athletes as we are right now, which I love that we are, that the kids are playing multi-sports. All my daughters, we encourage it. They're all multi-sport athletes. They don't spend as much time with the basketball in their hand. And so basketball is a difficult sport. It's probably the most difficult sport. You got to do a lot of things at one time when you're playing basketball. And it's the most difficult sport. So it's skill specific, which means you really have to put the time in. And so kids aren't putting the time in that they used to, because it used to be, 20, 25 years ago, the only option the girls had to play. Now we've got volleyball. And we just recently have girls wrestling, which is a winter sport. So I think you're going to see basketball take an even bigger hit because we're dividing our kids so many different ways. And then all these sports that I've mentioned, soccer is another one, they're all, kids have opportunity to play them year round. And so if you have to choose a sport to play year round, most people aren't choosing basketball because it's hard. And I'm going to step on the toes of my own family right now. I've got $3 that play volleyball. And so I talk that I make them mad every time I say this, but basketball is so much more physically demanding than volleyball. And you have to touch people in basketball. And a lot of girls don't like to do that. And so they're playing other sports such as volleyball. Now, soccer's physical, so we can't use that excuse for soccer. So there's a lot of factors that go into why basketball isn't what it used to be. Now, in some places it is what it used to be because there are some really great basketball players in our region right now, in the state. And those kids are just superior athletically, so to speak. So there's a lot of reasons why. I think here in Caldwell County, we've got some good things going on the basketball side. I've been watching our third and fourth grade teams play. I watched our fifth and sixth grade teams play. So it's about feeder programs. It's about getting kids in those feeder programs. It's about growing it from the ground up, from kindergarten up. What are you doing with your kindergartners? Well, K1 and 2, they need to be doing skills. They need to be working on passing, dribbling, shooting. And then third and fourth grades, when you start introducing the gameplay, and it can't be throw the ball out there and the best player go shoot layups every time. We've got to do a good job putting good coaches in place, and I think we're doing that. On the girls' side, I haven't really paid much attention to the boys' side, but that's how you grow your program, is you build it from kindergarten on through. And fortunately, here in Caldwell County, we've got Youth Incorporated that supports that. We've got to do that in the right way. But having the right coaches in place in the younger levels is what helps build your program, and just getting kids to come out. That starts with the parents, because a kindergartner can't drive himself to basketball practice. And so I think a lot of times our parents have the mindset, well, my kid played baseball and softball summer, then they went to soccer in the spring. Let's take the winter off because they're tired, so they can pick up with soccer and baseball again in the spring. So if they're going to take a season off, it has become winter, which is basketball. And so I want to plead with the parents out there, sign your kids up for basketball. Because the more kids that we have in the program, the better the quality that we're going to have later.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. Melissa Thomas, Caldwell County Lady Tiger basketball head coach, in the studio with us. And, when I was younger, there wasn't anything else to do during the winter but basketball. So that's why everybody played basketball.
Yeah, me too. So that's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
They have so many things to pick from. Now, not just sports. And that's a good thing. We have arts and dramas and band and all the things. So it's important that we also support our kids and help them find what they can be passionate about.
Back in the day, there was nothing bigger than going to Fredonia for a Little League basketball triple header, and all your friends were there, and you watch one game, and then you'd play a game, and then you'd watch another game, and that was where it was at. That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, times have changed. Yeah. Now they don't really – everything's digital. They'd rather watch something on their phones or tablets or even on TV than actually go in person. So times have changed. We got to change with it, we got to make sure our kids are being pushed toward physical activity in general. And I honestly, I've got 5 kids. We played all the sports, okay? As long as they're involved in something, that's what really matters.
What if we brought the shot clock into high school basketball for Kentucky? Would that make the game more exciting? Or?
Well, it wouldn't matter for us because we can't hold the ball for 30 seconds. I don't think it would make that much difference. I really don't. Because high school, the only thing that would matter is at the ends of games, at the ends of quarters, it changes your strategy a little bit because, and honestly, it would take the pressure off of coaches. I wouldn't mind coaching with a shot clock, but I really don't think it would change the game at all.
Right now, 27 states have a shot clock. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a matter of time before every state plays with a shot clock. And I think a couple of the teams that came to the Hoops Classic this year are from states that play with a shot clock. So they were a little, it was a little different to them to not have it.
Yeah. Some teams I can see where, it really would affect some teams. We want to play fast. I'm always going to play fast. So it's – in any team that I coach, it's not going to matter as much, other than it may be helpful if a team's trying to hold the ball against us. But like I said, we don't pass, dribble, and shoot well enough to even worry about it. You know, usually we want to shoot it before we turn it over. So shot clock, I can see against, you know, when you get up to the state tournament level, it's probably going to make more of a difference than it would just for us in our daily lives.
Well, I appreciate you coming in and talking basketball with us this morning. And who do you have in the Super Bowl?
Well, I want the Eagles to win, but I would never bet my own money against Kansas City, because you've got, you know, Patrick Mahomes and crew. Yeah. Like, he's going to be the greatest of all time, probably. He's a clutch. They're clutch, you know. They're winners, proven winners. But I'm going to be rooting for the underdog, because that's just what I do. So go Eagles.
Yeah, I kind of want Saquon to get a championship. Yes. And, you know, he kind of got pushed out of New York, mm-hmm. and the Giants, I don't think, did him right. So I kind of hope he wins. But I kind of just have Kansas City fatigue at this point.
I think everybody does. I think everybody's going to be cheering for the Eagles. That's kind of how we are as Americans. You know, we're just tired of them. And
we're for the underdog always, though. We want somebody new.
Yes, and you're absolutely right about Saquon. You know, I think he got the shaft a little bit. Yeah. So I would love to see the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
All right, I appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us. And good luck tonight down at Lyon County. And even more luck tomorrow night against Madisonville.
Thank you. We appreciate you, Todd. You're the best around. So we're so blessed to have you in our community supporting all of our athletes. You've always put female sports on the same level as male sports. And so, and that goes, that's from way back. That's from 20 years ago. You've always done that. And that was outside the box then. And so I appreciate that very much.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. Melissa Thomas, Lady Tiger basketball head coach. Also, thanks to Aaron Clayton, the voice of Lyon County basketball on WCCK Radio, for joining us here on the Sideline Report this morning. We will have Lady Tiger basketball for you tonight, the Lady Tigers at Lyon County, and we'll have all the action for you right here on WPKY. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. WPKY.